Merry Christmas. I don't know how many of you know that Times Square last night in New York City, there was a huge television screen type thing where they broadcast the Christmas story from traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem, shepherds, angels, the whole bit. And I thought, well, that was very interesting. And apparently Times Square, everybody in Times Square, while this was going on, was quiet. And they were just watching. So we can give thanks that somebody was broadcasting the Christmas message that Christ came into the world. And this morning, we're going to meditate upon Jesus Emmanuel. Let's stand for the call to worship. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
Thank you. this time,
we will recite the Apostles' Creed in unison. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Almighty God, who has given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, who was born of a virgin and under the law, grant that we bring regenerate and make your children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through the same our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Today we joyfully celebrate the birth of Jesus, the promised King and Savior. During the past 4 weeks, we have been anticipating the celebration as we focused on hope, peace, joy, and love. Jesus' birth fulfilled the hopes of the Old Testament and his life, and death gives us hope for eternity. Jesus' obedience, even to death on the cross, enables us to be at peace with God and to enjoy the peace of God throughout our lives. The coming of Jesus was joyfully announced to lowly shepherds, who then shared the joy with others. This joy is rooted in the love of God, which is poured out upon men through Jesus. As we light the Christ candle, let us meditate and joyfully celebrate the grace and truth revealed in the coming of Jesus. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Let's stand to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Thank you. You may be seated. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 1. In Matthew chapter 1, the angel appears to Joseph and says, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. We thank you, Father, that you did send forth your son. And as we meditate this morning, may you draw us to yourself, and may we be those who rejoice in all aspects of life because we are your people, adopted as sons and daughters into your family. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. The word, the name, Jesus, is probably the most repeated name in the world. And many people who repeat his name don't repeat it out of reverence. They repeat it for some other reason. And there are euphemisms for the name Jesus. And many of us are familiar with those euphemisms, apocopated things like G and those abbreviations that come from Jesus, and oftentimes we don't really meditate upon that name. This morning, I'd like to meditate on that name. That name, as the hymn writer said, is the sweetest name. It is a wonderful name. It is a name above all names. and it is a name most important to us. You see, the name Jesus comes from the covenant name that God gave to Moses in Exodus. The name that God gave to Moses was, I am that I am. And Jesus is a compound word that means Yahweh saves. The covenant God that gave his name to Moses is the one who saves. It is used in the New Testament with respect to Jesus' humanity, how he departed and took upon himself the form of a man and did not consider the things of God to be held on to, from Philippians chapter 2. It is also with respect to his ancestry to David in Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. He is the son of David. It is also with respect to his life here on earth as in fulfillment of the promised coming of a Savior. Jesus came to die. And when we consider the name Jesus, that name carries with it all that the ministry of Christ was done and performed. First of all, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, he will save his people from their sin. Notice, it's his people. It's not everyone. It's those who belong to him. He will save those people from their sin. Anyone who responds to the gospel and believes on Jesus Christ is one of those that Christ saves. He came to save those who respond to him in faith. And he saves to the uttermost. He saves for eternity. And all that he had done and all that he has said to us means that he saves us from the wrath of God. Listen to John chapter 3, the last verse. He that believeth on the Son has life, and he who does not believe on the Son does not have life, and the wrath of God remains on him. Jesus saves us from the wrath of God. God the Father is the one who prepared his body. The Father prepared the body for the Son. And the Son came into the world to put away the first covenant, that is in Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, etc. And he ushers in the new covenant. And he establishes this new covenant, as he says in Matthew 5, I did not come to fulfill, to destroy the law, I came to fulfill the law. The name Jesus speaks of the one who fulfills the law in its completeness. There is nothing else for us to do with respect to the law. Christ Jesus saves us. He is the one who fulfilled the law. And he took upon himself the form of man. He took upon himself flesh and blood so that he could die. As God, he cannot die. But he took upon flesh and blood so that he could die. And dying, he endured the wrath of God in my place and in yours. He came into the world. The reason he came for sinners. As Paul says in Timothy, it is a worthy and acceptable statement that Christ Jesus came into the world
to die for sinners. That's why he came. That was his purpose. And he says this when Pilate says to him, "Are you a king?" And Jesus responds, "You rightly say I am a king. For this cause I was born. For this cause I have come into the world. I came for this purpose." He came to die. And Matthew tells us that he came to serve. He came to give his life a ransom for many. This name Jesus represents the person who died for you. This name is a precious name. And we live in a culture that many people take it in vain. Many people use it with no thought. But the name speaks of the one who is the supreme God. He is the Lord God above all gods. He's the creator. And this creator, this one, took upon himself the form of man to die for you and for me. It's a precious name. It's a wonderful name. And when you say the name, this person should fill your mind and heart with joy and gladness that he, in his great love, plucked you out of the pit and set you upon his rock. But there's another name here. The other name is that he shall be called Emmanuel. Jesus speaks of his work on the cross. The name Jesus speaks of him satisfying the wrath of God. The name Emmanuel speaks of his continued presence with you. Listen to the promises. First of all, we need to remember who he is. Peter confesses that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God. The demons confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. So this one who bore our sins is the Son of God. He comes from eternity. He stepped out of eternity into time. And now he's ascended into heaven, interceding for us. And he is our Emmanuel. And Jesus, when he tells his disciples that they are to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel, he says to them, "I will be with you to the end of the age. I will be with you." The psalmist tells us that no matter where we go, God is there. No matter where, it doesn't matter where you go, God is there. But in particular, as God's child by adoption through Jesus Christ, he is with you to guide you, to lead you in the path of righteousness, to comfort you in sorrow and grief. He is there to mold you into his image. He is there with you. He is with you to the end of the age, and he gives you the words to speak, the power to speak, and the inclination to proclaim the gospel. And the promise is that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is our helper. When you need help, the first person you should go to is Jesus. When you need help, the first thing you should do is to turn in the scriptures and find out where in the scriptures your particular problem is addressed. And it is. There is no problem on heaven or earth that is not addressed in God's word. It's there. And when you have an issue, you should first go to the one who says, "I will never leave you, I will never forsake you." And we need to understand that this promise is such that No created thing can separate us from his love. This child that was born of a shepherds came to worship, angels sang his glory, has given himself to you. He is the creator of all things. He is the sustainer of all things. And he loves you. And there is nothing that can take you away from his love. Nothing. He will love you to the end. As it says in John chapter 13, verse 1, he loved them to the uttermost. And if you are God's child, he loves you to the uttermost. This name Jesus is very precious. The name Emmanuel is very precious. Jesus, the name, speaks of his death and his ministry. And his removing and absorbing the wrath of God in my place. The name Emmanuel speaks of his commitment to be with me for eternity. Let's pray. Our gracious God and Father, we thank you and praise you that you did send forth your Son, that we are those who are privileged to hear the gospel. And we ask by your mercy and grace that we would respond with joy and gladness and faith for this that you have done for us through Jesus Christ, and that we would look forward to his soon return. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand to sing, How Great Our Joy. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.